In the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. I begin with a question of reflection for you tonight. What have you been pondering lately? What have been the meditations of your heart in the months leading up to this Christmas night? Each January, we begin with goals and aspirations. And we come to December. We can look back on a year past and we see events that none could have predicted. Surprises, changes, interruptions. Some unexpected things have given joy and they have brought much goodness. And several others have brought heartache and grief from the year past. And with all that has passed this year, and with all that awaits you, both that which you know and that which is unknown to you, what are you pondering? What are the meditations of your heart this holy night? Wherever you may have been and are in heart and mind, whether you are content or distraught, whether you are hopeful or despondent, whether you're empty or you come in fullness tonight, come one and all and walk into the cave of Bethlehem. Come as you are and enter in and ponder anew what the Almighty can do. Everything you need for your past, the distant past, the recent past, everything you need for the present, everything you need for your future is here in the stable of Bethlehem. Come and enter in. Come with the faith of a child to meet the Christ child anew. For all that troubles you, perplexes you, for all that mystifies you, come and enter into the place where God's mystery is revealed. The Son of God who is born and then rests in a feeding trough, a manger. G.K. Chesterton wrote a few lines in his notebooks after gazing for an extended time at a painting of the Bethlehem manger, and he wrote, "Do you blame me that I sit hours before this picture? But if I walked all over the world in the time, I should hardly see anything worth seeing that is not in this picture." Everything worth seeing, everything you and I need, it is here in Bethlehem. We sing of Bethlehem in our carols. We sing in that carol, "Our hopes and our fears, all the years, they are met in Him tonight." Our greatest need, my brother and sister, though we have many needs, our greatest need is much more than the calming of our fears. It's much more than relief from a long struggle. It is much more than the end of pain. Our greatest need is to be inside the mystery of God, to behold the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. This is our deepest need. The cave of Bethlehem where Christ was born, it is a place of encounter. Go out to see Him. This is the ancient story made new in each one of us. For the shepherds, leave your flocks. For the Magi, leave your homeland. For Mary and Joseph, gather around the Christ child in the manger. Drop what you are doing. Make haste, hurry to the place where Christ dwells, because He is the desire of the ages and He has everything you need. Everyone that encounters Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh in Bethlehem, they testify about the wonder of God. You and I were made for wonder. We were made to be astonished by God. We were not made to be observers or just spectators of God's glory from the outside. We were made to be inside the mystery of God, to wonder for ourselves at the mystery of the Word made flesh. And the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, she is our teacher in wonder. Of all those signs before this night, the prophecies of Messiah by Israel's seers, of the Annunciation of the Archangel Gabriel, of the angelic messengers that came to her betrothed Joseph in a dream, and then to the wonders that are revealed on this night, the appearance of the shepherds, the crowd of angels addressing the shepherds, singing in the sky, the star above the manger. We hear this of all that was revealed. But Mary treasured up all these things and she pondered them in her heart. Pondered them, gathered them in, collected into her heart. Her heart, you see, was the treasury of the Nativity. And that is how, my brother and sister, you and I come inside the mystery of God. This is how you come with the faith of a child to meet the Christ child anew. Your heart becomes a treasury of the mystery, the Nativity of Christ. We know all too well in 2025, our attention, our thoughts, our minds, our hearts, they can be scattered in 1,000 different directions. And then we have life happen and circumstance and trials that jolt us, that disorient us. And amidst all of these things, where our attention has been scattered, where we have been jolted by life and trials, there is one thing needful: to behold the mystery of the Son of God, born of the Virgin Mary, wrapped in swaddling clothes, adored by shepherds, and hymned by the angels of heaven. Let your heart be the treasury. Let it be a place of continuous wonder. Let this Christmas be, as one of our church fathers said, let it be a day of recreation. This is a feast of recreation. And let not only this Christmas night be a feast of recreation, let this Christmastide season be a spiritual catalyst for the days and for the year ahead. Let your heart be the treasury where you gather up this glorious gospel of our Lord's Nativity and gather it up in all of its remarkable detail. Let your soul be the storehouse where you cherish the signs of our redemption that are revealed this night. Have you been enduring long suffering? Have you been waiting for the fulfillment of God's promises for a long time? Remember tonight the song of the Mother of God, the Blessed Virgin Mary. She who sang the Magnificat early in her pregnancy, she praised God. When she conceived the Son of God by the Holy Spirit, the 2,000-year-old promise, prophecies spoken in Genesis, they were fulfilled in the child growing in her womb. She sang, "He has helped His servant Israel in remembrance of His mercy as He spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to His offspring forever." Tonight is the answer that God does fulfill His promises. And it is the great revelation that all His promises, that they are fulfilled in and through His Son, whose name is Jesus. Are you weighed down tonight by shame or by self-hatred? Come into the cave of Bethlehem and look particularly on His swaddling clothes. Behold in the swaddling clothes of Christ a great exchange that was given to us. Hear the nativity hymn of St. Ephrem the Syrian, who sang, "Behold, O Bethlehem, David the king clothes himself in what fine white linen. But the Lord of David and the Son of David, he hid his glory in swaddling clothes. His swaddling clothes gave a robe of glory to human beings. His swaddling clothes gave a robe of glory, not shame, to human beings." My brother, my sister, our newborn king became bound so that we might be free. Free to become royal sons and daughters of God, walking again and worshiping the Lord without fear all the days of our life. Have you suffered emptiness? Have you suffered a longing and a hunger that has not been filled? Come into the manger with your hunger and feed your soul on the mystery of God. No detail in this story is happenstance. Everything matters here. The town itself, the manger, and more. Bethlehem is a town whose name means house of bread. After the Christ child is born, his mother places him in a manger, which is a feeding trough for animals. You, my brother, my sister, come to the manger with your hunger. And remember the words Jesus spoke once he was fully grown when he said, "My Father gives you the true bread from heaven, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst." But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. We were made to be astonished by God. And so let the wonder of God not only astonish us, but let it be our healing. And let it also be our hope. Our deepest hunger cannot be satisfied by this world. It can only be satisfied when heaven comes down into this dark world, shines the light of glory in the face of Jesus Christ, who is born for us. The 4th century church father, St. Ambrose of Milan, said, "The Son of God was born as a child that we may become perfect humans. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes so that we may become free from the snares of death. He was in a manger so that we may be in the altar. He was on earth that we may be in heaven. He had no other place in the inn so that we may have many mansions in the heavens." We were made to be inside the mystery of God. Your heart was given to be a treasury, a throne room for the Lord Jesus Christ, born this night. So let your heart be a treasury of the Nativity. And by this light, that you would live and that you would sing for who you were made to be, a royal son, a royal daughter, who finds your greatest joy in Jesus Christ, our newborn King, and who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit unto ages of ages. Amen.